the head of a global church. The Eucharistic Christ, the Blessed Mother, the Pope is the head of the global church with headquarters in Rome. That's the scenario. And in the last presentation, we saw there is an agenda to bring this about. To bring the separated brethren back to the mother of all churches. And then to bring other religions by dialogue as well. I believe the Bible calls it a revival, but it's a revival of ancient Babylonianism in the name of Christianity. And the present Pope, Benedict XVI, also has a plan that continues from the plan Pope John Paul II. Well, Newsweek magazine, May 2, 2005. The title reads, What He Means for American Catholics. But I think there's a better question. What does the Pope mean for the whole world? Well, again, this can be well documented. Recent articles, publications, Zenit News Agency from Rome has made it very clear that the new Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, plans to establish these pillars, the Eucharistic Jesus, special place for Mary, ecumenical in that he would like to bring unity to the Christian church and also continue the dialogue with other religions. These are the facts. The death of the Pope, April 2, 2005. We all saw the great adoration. Well, I could use the word deification, I think. In terms of all of the statements that were made by so many, some which were somewhat surprising. And of course, when a person dies, we expect there to be those who make tribute. I'm certainly not saying that that shouldn't have happened. But these tributes and statements by people from all religions, well, it was rather amazing. And it went on for days. Let me give you some of the statements. I call it papal praise. Pat Robertson. I quote, I'm deeply grieved. John Paul II has been the most beloved religious leader of our age, far surpassing in popular admiration the leader of any faith. I pray for the cardinals of the Catholic Church that they might have God-given wisdom in selecting the successor to this great man. Their task will not be easy, but with God all things are possible. Robertson described the Pope as a man of great warmth, profound understanding, deep spirituality, and indefatigable vigor, whose personal magnetism brought all Christians together in new bonds of mutual understanding. Or this statement, made by Reverend Billy Graham, in an interview by phone, Larry King. And of course, Billy Graham had met the Pope on several occasions. I quote from the CNN Larry King live transcript. Billy Graham responding to the question, whether or not the Pope was in heaven. Yes, I had the privilege of seeing the Pope on several occasions at the Vatican, and tonight I have a very strange feeling of loss. I almost feel as though one of my family members has gone. I loved him very much and had the opportunity of discussing so many things with him, and we wrote each other several times during the years. I think he's with the Lord because he believed. He believed in the cross. That was his focus throughout his ministry, the cross. No matter if you were talking to him from personal issue or an ethical problem, he felt that the answer to all of our problems, the cross and the resurrection, and he was a strong believer. Well, I wrote the Billy Graham Association and asked them if they would clarify that statement. Because the Pope's totus tuus was all to Mary. And the cross, well, as we've already heard described, the Roman Catholic cross still has Jesus on it. Then there was Jack Van Impe and Rexella. And, well, there was three major programs, and if you would like to read the transcripts, you can still listen to them, but it won't be long and they probably will not be posted. But on our website, understandthetimes.org, and we will leave this up for some time, we have transcribed those three half-hour programs, April 16th, April 23rd, and April 30th. And, well, there's a lot could be said, but really, Van Impe has totally embraced Roman Catholicism to the point of reading from the Catechism. By the way, if you're interested in receiving updates from us on a regular basis, when there are news items which are important, plus ministry updates, we send these out to individuals. Each day we try to post headlines of current events that are taking place, not just related to the topics I'm speaking about here this weekend, but really Genesis to Revelation in light of the Scriptures. And we post those at our website at Understand the Times, and then we also archive them in the news. But if you want to receive regular updates from us, then there are some cards at the table which you can fill in, your email address, or you can also just go to our site and sign up that way. Now, a question. Is it possible that Pope Benedict could bring unity to Christianity when many evangelical Protestant Christians already believe that Roman Catholicism is true Christianity? I just gave you three statements. We could give you hundreds. Is it possible that that could happen? That this man, the present Pope, well, he wants to bring unity. Could it happen in his lifetime? Well, based on current events, I think it's very possible. At the rate that we see this happening today. Now, in light of this, I want to talk to you about the emerging church. Some may say, well, I can see how some of these churches are joining hands with Roman Catholicism because they don't know the Bible. But here's a good question. What about people who have taught the Bible and have believed in the Bible and have believed that the return of Jesus Christ is at hand? How could they get caught up in deception? Is it possible? Well, my Bible says it is. If we stray away from what God has said and begin to listen to what men, women are saying, and you can't back up what they're saying from the Scriptures. And when people begin to follow men and their methods and their movements, and the men are not following God and His Word, then that will be the consequence. And I suggest to you this afternoon that there is a current trend that's sweeping the world in the name of Christ. And there's another promise of a new church emerging for the cause of Christ, and that the people who are involved in this movement, well, I believe many of them are sincere. They really believe what they're doing is important to win the world to Jesus. But they may well be part of the problem rather than the solution in pointing people to the true Jesus, because they are embracing teachings that are not scriptural.